settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Sylvie Avery.
Well, hello once again, and welcome to the Spirit Book Show, the metaphysical and spiritual show with a difference. I'm Sylvie Avery.
I'm Mick Avery. Hi.
And we are mediums, healers, and authors who have chosen to serve humanity through our gifts of spirit communication. We focus on education, and on this show, through Mick's deep trance mediumship, we are able to bring you the truth as to the nature of your existence direct from the other side of life. And on today's show, we'll be continuing with our listeners' questions, and that is the ones that I have already in email form sent to me prior to the show, and also we will take your questions live on air. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to hear from you. It's not a readings type of situation that you might do on the BBS radio network on other programs, and do continue to surf through those and have those. But on this show, we actually are covering a more blanket situation, so it's sort of general questions about the spirit world or spirituality, planetary issues, you name it. It's basically to get the spirit world's perspective on questions that maybe you didn't know who to ask, and this would be your chance. So, like I say, it's if you want to phone, it's toll-free in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. International callers, it's not toll-free, but it's only a quick call, and that's 001-530-876-3222.
Yeah. Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery, and as well as Spirit's Work on bbsradio.com every Sunday here at 10 a.m. PST, we have another radio show, and that's called Spirit Teaching, and you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 4 p.m. PST. If you'd like to know more about us, our books, CDs, or maybe you'd like to book an Akashic reading or any of the other huge range of readings that we have to offer, we suggest you go to our website, which is at www.spirit-teaching.com, and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com. Each week, live on the show, I channel an enlightened spirit guide called Gregory Hay, who is the main spokesperson for a group of highly evolved spirits called the White Cloud Group. Gregory himself had an earth life in the early 1700s in England, but now he has come back to share the vast insights and wisdom he has gained access to with those of us still on the earth plane. And I'm going to have to do that right now so we can get on with the show. So without further ado, I'm going to hand you back to Sylvie, and she's going to explain a little bit more and actually take control of the rest of the whole program. Okay, so enjoy yourselves, everyone, and do take part. All right, bye.
Thanks, Nick. Gregory Hay, Spirit Guide Gregory, that is. He is the spokesperson for the White Cloud Group, and they consist of scientific minds of all descriptions, along with ordinary people. This is an educational team that have come to give us information that we need to know, that if we may like to use it, we can move towards a more harmonious and peaceful way of life to understand the nature of our existence and hopefully save our world from the negative spiral we seem to be caught in. Well, we can try, can't we? And when Mick is in this trance state, his spirit and his consciousness are transported and held by the scientific members of the White Cloud Group so that we can enjoy the complete personality of Spirit Guide Gregory. This means there's no room for errors because he doesn't interpret the messages coming through or being spoken through him. It's actually totally and utterly lights out for Mick, and he is, I don't know, he could be anywhere. We'll maybe ask Gregory where he is today later on in the program. But as Mick said, there, you can find out more about us from our website, and that is www.spirit-teaching.com. And if you do have any questions for Gregory that you would rather send in to me prior to the show, you can send me emails with them. It can be a whole show's worth, or it can be just the odd question or two, and I will put them across on your behalf. Okay, so I do believe Gregory is with us.
With love and light and blessings be upon your pathways, dear friends.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello.
Hello, friends.
Okay, right, well, we're going to continue today with some questions from listeners in England.
Very well.
Actually, it's from Dee, Lorraine, Paul, Sarah, Nina and Sean. And, okay.
Known as the collective.
Known as the collective. All right then. Okay, this is a biggie. What is your opinion of ascended masters walking amongst us? How could this be? Why would even such beings want to lower their vibration to mix with the likes of us?
Well, to begin with, dear friend, one might think that those of ascended souls or those of a brighter intellect or perhaps even greater spirituality will want to walk amongst those of the earth plane purely perhaps as a vantage point, as a way of ensuring some kind of light directive, ensuring some kind of avenue of understanding may be drawn from them. Naturally, there are many deep-seated spiritual thinkers on your side of life. And I understand many of these come in a whole raft of shapes and colours, many different descriptions of being from all kinds of nationality and description. I understand, dear friends, that many people have the high-held view that they wish to transcend those energies of their own life journey. In the physical state, of course, you are rattled perhaps by the fact of your lowly state, the way in which your vibration of the murky world appears ever so clumsy and very difficult to manage as a spirit being having a physical existence. In truth, my dear friends, what you have to come to learn is that the spirit within you is just as beautiful and just as pure as that which is God. This means to say then, any amount of situation you create within your life is either going to lower or raise your vibration, depending upon what manner it is you create. So if you are a beautiful being, and you have already begun your life journey as a beautiful being in the physical, and you continue to do that, great works perhaps on behalf of others, perhaps you create or paint, perhaps you are creative in other ways, fixing or bringing steels together, or making homes or buildings of another nature. Perhaps you make music, perhaps you make drawings, artistry. Whatever it is that you create, even to do with the culmination of numbers and colour images, perhaps to do with a great many facets of physics or science, the understanding of knowledge, the perception, the creation of well-worn pathways to understanding. All of this certainly raises your vibration. Does that mean to say then that your spirit is of a lesser vibration, therefore you have a will or thrust forward to be wanting to do that very thing, like a kind of an instinctive craving that you must have in order to garland your once senile or infertile life into some kind of beautiful, crescented spiritual journey or revelation? Well, my dears, perhaps it is that you look toward the many gurus or ascended beings you have so far been pointed toward, and then watch as they shamelessly unveil themselves as lesser beings. Sometimes this is true, and in actual fact, the caricatures of some people's lives and the way of the inhabitants that follow them seems to leave a marked effect of all those downtrodden and of all of those wasted lives who have tried to perceive of one being as being pure as snow, only to find at the bottom of it that they too have little wills, that they too will perhaps ravage little children or create emblems of financial heresy. These then often deter people from maybe even pointing a finger at someone and say, oh look, there's an ascended master. By the whole stroke of it, my dear friends, how can you even perceive of one as being ascended beyond you when you yourselves perceive self as being ascended beyond those animal folk around you, which in itself is a totally and completely misgotten and ill-gotten conceiving of your mind, purely and simply because it simply isn't the case. The dog or cat that you observe is no lesser than you. In actual fact, many times, cats are much more pure than human beings, because their conscious physical journey perhaps may be perfectly aligned with their spirit. Or maybe that is true of birds. Maybe that is true of the elephant that rescued the mouse from the floods recently as a result of the earthquake damage in the very corner of Indonesia. Does that mean to say that that elephant has much more within its trunk to move forward and pick up the mouse gently, saving it from the ravages of water? Does that mean to say that expression is purely instinctive, or is it actually a greater mind, a greater consciousness? How can you as human beings defy that one simple statement, an ascended master is this being, when in actual fact it may be that they look beautiful, have pretty skin, or pretty face, or perfect jawline, or some other such physical demeanour, which means that you portray them as being absolutely honourable and perfect. Perhaps it's to do with the words they say then. Could it be this? Love your neighbour. Yes, how many times have you heard that and yet still not followed it? How many times have human beings listened to the crescented, oftentimes perfected voices of such ones as ascended masters, only not to follow one word of it in your own physical life journey? So still you go out and throw all kinds of rubbish onto your planet, uncaring. Still, perhaps, throwing poisons from one situation to another. Still, perhaps, even not thinking of where you are going to put your rubbish once you have finished with the packaging. Where is it going to go? What are you going to do? How are you going to ensure that the fish that you eat have not been taken at the sufferance of sharks or whales, or worse, many other thousands of forms of life defeated needlessly just so that you can have a piece of fish on your plate? The situation here, my dears, is what do you perceive of an ascended master to be?
Okay, can I come in there then and say that actually I've been doing some research on this and getting the general consensus of opinion is, okay, out of many websites and different things that I've looked at, is that ascended masters are enlightened spiritual beings who once lived on earth just like we do. And over the course of many lifetimes of devotion and striving, they fulfilled their mission and reason for being, their divine plan, and ascended back to their divine source, reuniting with spirit. Though they once had physical bodies like we were, they now dwell in the heaven world or etheric octave and bodies of light, and have bodies of light.
Yes, quite so.
Okay.
Well done. how we applaud each and every one of them, those sacred messengers of light. And I say to you, each and every one of you has the potential to achieve exactly the same. Okay. In fact, part of this premise stems from a whole situation of wrong thinking in respect of that it appears to be from the mouths of these who create such advantages of certain beings that it appears to be you have to have a physical human life in order to create such an advantage, when in actual fact none does exist. Your spirit, before you ever had a physical journey, is absolutely pure. And your spirit still remains so, even whilst you are having the physical journey. So what is it that we're really talking about? If you are looking at energies or effigies of your spirit, there can be none pure. So the whole message of that first transcript is in fact in doubt, purely and simply because many human beings think that because of certain behaviors, oh well, they must be of a lower caste, they must be of a lower vibration. Perhaps true that their conscious activity and their decision making, their judgments and all of that of the physical stuff of life actually throws into doubt whether that spirit is in actual fact the divine peasantry of God, the divine aspect of God we would all have believed. The point to remember is that this is spirit having a physical journey. That doesn't mean to say that spirit actually manifests the beauty of themselves through that physical journey. It may be that the physical journey itself actually means that the spirit is submerged within the cloth of life. Perhaps for some, never to reemerge until after they've passed. Perhaps for others, you just see little tiny glimpses of it every now and then as beautified decisions come from the mouths and ravages of even the most evil of people. That's exactly what happens. So, my dears, also added to this are the effigies that spirit have to have life upon life upon life, thousands and thousands of times, in order to become ascended. But that denotes that once you have had your physical life, that you cannot possibly ascend from there. That you have to keep returning ad infinitum, almost, until you grace some beautiful vibration or plane of existence. I am suggesting to you this is possible now. Absolutely, unequivocally, the next 10 seconds could be the meaning of your beautiful life revealed. And it's quite simple to do. Just takes 10 or 20 minutes a day in a simple form of meditation. I'm not going to pipe on about it because we've done that a great deal. So, the situation, the condition is, and always will remain, that human beings find themselves at the top of the physical genetic tree. And in this respect, affords them the no less rightful place, perhaps some would have it, as being ascended already from those animal friends and insect relatives. It actually comes about that, to no surprise to many, that your spirit, beautiful as it is somehow painted much lesser, purely and simply because it's associated with the physical life. Doesn't do you much good then, does it, to have one? My point here is that in order for you to truly understand your ascension, is for you to blend with your spirit. And if you don't find it pure, then you haven't really blended with it. You're permitting your auric energy, the stuff of your little will that you created in your physical life, to tarnish it, to make it so that it is not as clear in view that it should be. It's a bit like looking at your spirit through a foggy mirror. And what you see is not the pure colors, is not the pure energy of God itself. So what I'm suggesting, dear friends, you do not need to go through thousands and thousands of lives in order to become ascended. You've already done it. It's not a mark of human destiny to become ascended, because you will all be there once you return to our side of life.
Okay, that brings me on to this next question about it. Okay, the ascended masters work with us to show us the way to peace, truth and enlightenment. Some of them have spiritual retreats in the etheric octave surrounding the earth where we can go to study.
Oh dear.
We can travel to these retreats in our spiritual or etheric bodies while our physical bodies are asleep.
Yes, very well. Mm. Part of, actually, my dears, where it is that you go to during your sleep state and other situations are back to your soul group. That's your home. That's the energy vibration of whence your spirit has travelled from to be here, to have this physical journey. So it means to say, this is a pathway open to all. Not that you have to necessarily meditate furiously in order to get there. You don't. Some people are able to do just that, have an out-of-body experience whilst they're asleep, or even to do that in meditation, to have some other kind of experience, whereby they are suddenly finding themselves trapping to a completely different place, ultra-dimensional, or wherever that may be. And what you experience is love, pure beauty, perhaps talking with beings that do not actually resonate or become resed, I understand that's a phrase, become opaque, become visible.
Fully sort of materialized.
Yes, do not necessarily do that or create that, purely and simply because they're of a different vibration. That doesn't mean to say that you are back with the ascended masters. No, you're back with yourself. You're back in exactly the place that you came from. So that means to say you haven't actually neglected or created situations anywhere. What you have done is purely and simply come and had a physical life journey, but your spirit always remains in the spirit world. Actually, it's just a simple bunny hop for you, your spirit, to move from the present vibration when you connect to it through meditation or some kind, other kind of out-of-body experience to the spirit world and your soul group. That is where purest energy and love dwells. So it means to say, dear friends, that although you may be given that you have to go back and see some ascended master in order to have influence or vital information needed to sacrifice for your own physical life journey now, it may well be, possibly, that some of that information is taken on. But whether you go to ascended masters or merely other beings from your spirit group, that is more to the question. And usually it is purely that. It's simply because human beings cannot understand the manifestation of pure love in the physical world. And so what they tend to do is as soon as they interact with someone from the spirit world, particularly from their soul group, they immediately feel, you immediately feel, that you are talking to some ascended master, when in actual fact the being you're talking to is just as pure as your own pure spirit, don't you see? Because you're all a part of God, which means that you must be pure. You cannot be anything other than pure. It's only your physical life which is in the detriment zone, in a detrimental field of pastoral care, if you like. And what you need to do to understand is the purity of love which is within yourself, resides within yourself. That is why I say to you, you need no ascended masters, because after all, for most part, those who call themselves ascended simply are not, by their own definition of being better than you are. No one is better than you are. No one is better than your own pure spirit.
Surely, shouldn't that be nobody is better than you can be? Not that you are, because obviously not everybody is. They have the potential to be.
But what I'm saying is, but that's a physical thing.
Although,
and I'm
yes,
saying
no, but
that your spirit, your beautiful pure spirit, still remains just as pure.
Yeah. So it's as somebody can be, not as necessarily as somebody is, because that spirit may be well buried underneath some paedophile...
A pile of rubbish, yes.
Yeah, material life, so...
Yes, quite so.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Okay.
And it's a matter of the human being to peel back enough layers to reveal themselves.
Okay. Okay, another part to the question is, when ascended beings aren't... This is something, obviously, that I've compiled from...
Of course,
that I've collected the data on. Okay.
Yes.
When ascended beings are entirely free of negative karma, they can choose where in the universe they would like to serve.
Let's just address that for a moment.
Okay.
The threads of negative karma.
So can I just say the next line?
They will, then.
They may choose to continue evolving with Earth or to move on to other worlds.
But the evolution of what you discern as the human lot means that for many people you have to come back again and again and again because you're inherently human beings. And therefore your spirit, inherently human, means that you cannot go anywhere else. You are on a bound and imprisoned within the circle of the energy of the Earth.
This is what everybody thinks.
This is what many people think.
Yes.
Which means that you are basically imprisoned until you learn the lessons of purity and love. All very well, if that is the case. However, it remains, dear friends, that many of those of the ancient states, perhaps to do with many issues of being who lived perhaps even thousands of years ago, have moved on. They're not all still stuck on the physical world, and not all reincarnated from being mummies in Egyptian times, or priestesses, or princesses, or whatever, coming to have life again and again in the physical world in order to bring about great ramifications of purity to bestow upon others, but in actual fact have no need of it. Simply, their spirit, in their consciousness, if they are able to recognize their pure spirit and actually recover themselves from what was their physical life, they can move on now, tomorrow. So when is a spirit stuck, or when is a spirit locked in perception to be only purely dwelling within the physical world or the physical life reality? It's simply perhaps to do with the refusal of the consciousness of that life journey to accept past failures and resolutions and retribution and all of the other issues to do with responsibility. That then means that the being simply doesn't move on. The spirit's still pure and still beautiful, but the consciousness refuses to accept it. Therefore, you may have issues whereby that condition of that being still remains within the spirit world and refuses to leave the actual jurisdiction, if you like, the whole environment of the physical earth reality. It may well be that some of the deeds actually anchor them partly within the physical reality anyway, and hence the situations that you find with ghosts and ghostly attachments, or to do with various kinds of exorcismic rites or something like that. So you have situations then whereby spirit become entrapped in a sense because of the consciousness virility of the physical being's journey. And simply what happens is the consciousness coats the spirit beautiful and smothers it and stops it from realizing itself. Until you are able then to teach that consciousness journey to uncover its beautiful pure spirit, you are not going to see it move forward. That doesn't mean to say that consciousness then has to come and have another physical life in order to realize itself. It's something actually which will be taken apart and corrected in the spirit world. That being doesn't have to have another physical life in order to recognize or realize their own shortcomings. In actual fact, each and every one of you, simply by observation of your physical life and the activities and actions and decision-making and judgments that other people make upon their life journey, you will understand completely perfectly, if admitting to your own faults and desires, that these are in fact great lessons to learn, and that you need not take all of this as being, that you are unascended, or that you are a lower life form. If you learn by what other people do, what the suffering that other people cause, and understand that's really not for you because your morality doesn't allow it, or because your pure, beautiful spirit is actually wishing you, willing you forward, then this surely means that your pure, beautiful spirit has won. And this, in turn, means you need never set foot on a physical life. Not again, not once or twice or 100 times or 1,000 times, but never. And neither do you ever have to in any event, because that's just for those who are encircled within that navigation. And that's a matter of their consciousness, because they're actually following a religious dichotomy, a religious situation of foundling. It's not a truth or an actualism or a fact. That may be, but many, many people point to it as fact. Religious extremism throughout the ages has pointed to, oh yes, well, you've got to keep coming back and having another life because the big stick said so. There is no big stick apart from your own life and what you create and access within it. If you wish to be ugly, if you wish to be disastrous upon other humanity or animal life, so be it. That's what you will do until someone else comes along and stops you from doing it.
Okay.
And if you want to go and visit with another world, why should you not do it within your own physical life? Why should you not join and blend with your beautiful, pure spirit once recognized, and then move into a different vibration, or become aware so that you may travel the feather light of the ethereal world?
Yes, well, that's the problem. It's become that people think that you have to be ascended to travel to other worlds, to have other beautiful existences somewhere else,
or yes,
in the higher echelons of the spirit world, or whatever you like to call it, or wherever, you know, whatever dimension or planet or yes, vibration you are thinking of. So this is the problem. The big problem is that people think you have to be ascended, an ascended master, to accomplish all of these things, to be able to do that, to make progression anywhere.
I understand that. The truth of it is, my dear friends, if you were, shall we say, an ordinary person, let's just call it this. You are an ordinary person. You've had 3 children. Maybe you've had no children. Children isn't an issue. But I'm just saying, you are just an ordinary person. You have a husband or a wife. You have an ordinary job. What right do you have? Do you find, do you feel in your life to welcome in ascensionism? What condition makes you think that you are thrust within it? If, how can you ever move beyond the caste you have found yourself in? Or how can you ever move beyond the love life that you have, even though that love life may well be pure? What if your life is just simple and plain and ordinary, and yet every single thing that you see and observe as a physical being is of beauty and filled with love? What if it becomes that, unbeknownst to any others around you, that how you think and feel and reveal your life, it becomes something of not a game, but of a serious consequence? Perhaps it is that you don't even meditate, but what you do is you find yourself at a state of bliss when listening to music, or when looking at art, or perhaps even when redefining your own room, your own environment, dwelling place. Perhaps your garden is something that beautifies your soul and beautifies your conscious life. Who is to say that you, your consciousness journey, your physical demeanor, is not something which is then suffered because you're having a physical life, or beautified because you are spirit, having a little silly mundane life, or a life that appears to be so inconsequential, and yet to other beings around you, perhaps to the insects that you don't crush on the grass, but that you leave and place upon a leaf outside, that each and every relationship that you create and forge within your own physical life actually doesn't vary your spirit, but beautifies it. And therefore, when you come to pass, you actually surprise the entire ascendancy of all of those ancestors whom you have ever been genetically linked to. There you are then. You're at the pinnacle of the entire grace of human race. And unbeknownst to you, your physical acts were actually through pure motivation of honesty, morality, and above all, that sentient energy, love. And, as a result of which, as soon as you leave this mortal journey, you are able, with your beautiful love, to enter into the halls of learning within the soul group of your intention, and blissfully unaware, ascend the steps to greater halls, whereby you may not just immerse yourself in some book from some other revelatory experience or species, but blend with them and move within their featherlight exchanges or planetary understanding. What I am saying is the diminishing that human beings create to suffer one another to oblivion is purely into simply to say, point the finger and say that you are not worthy to enter into here. I am an ascended master. What right does any being claiming to be an ascended master have? Only the rights of those to give them that power. I tell you now, friends, they are not. They are false. Every last one of them. And those beings who proclaim it are also false. They do not see the beauty or purity of even the smallest blade of grass, honoring that which is God, which is what you are. You may travel anywhere you wish, if you are of the right vibration to do so. If you leave those feelings of guilt and sufferance, those feelings of pathetic envy and jealousy of others behind with your physical life, you will gain access to many beautiful a place, far of greater depth and clarity than anything you will research or define in the earth's vibration, simply because the path of proximity, the law of proximity, will not in fact entrap you. It will release you into the journey of now.
Okay. Another part of the question then. I mean, obviously, it's sort of making a lot of these redundant, but different angles,
you
and
I need to
cover different angles. So, yeah. Many ascended masters have chosen to stay connected with the souls on Earth to guide them on the path of soul development and transcendence. Yes, there you go. Which they then themselves have fully achieved. They are the true teachers of mankind, directing the spiritual evolution of all of those who desire to reunite with divine consciousness or God.
Yes, so what I'm saying, dear friends, is that this all comes from the caste system of Indian theocracy, coming from the dwellers of the East, whereby people were segregated into their own specific groups so that those who were monks and began within Brahmin theory, that those who were monks could set themselves apart and aside from those lower folk who were kitchen staff or ancillary maids or those who tended cattle or sheep or even those who reaped benefits upon the land. So many people were tribalized and then trivialized by their own demeanor, their own way of wealth and wealth, that there was then an engagement of, well, that's just the trappings of physical stuff. So that means then that all of those people entrapped within that environment are just trapped themselves and can never possibly ascend their mortal coil, their mortal physical stuff. And this, in turn, means then, surely, that their spirit is less than pure. So how can they possibly become ascended? My point here is that all beings are equal, none more equal than others, but literally all equal. The point of your difference that you make within the desires and the acquisitions you create in physical life means that you create that difference yourselves. If you came to the spirit worlds, dear friend, anyone, if you came to the spirit worlds truly and met with the many billions and trillions, countless numbers of spirit yet to have a physical existence anywhere, you would be greeted by the energy of God. And each and every one of those energies is a sublime part of that creation of light, if you like. That's exactly what you are.
So in other words, it seems like they are more, in inverted commas, ascended beings of light, more so if they haven't had a physical life, more so than if they have had many.
Yes, but my point, dear friend, is that it is assimilated by human beings that you have to have a physical life in order to understand ascensionism, in order to become ascended. Mm. I'm saying you are to begin with.
Well, and there are billions of galaxies and the universe.
Yes, absolutely.
The universe that we know of and the ultra universe and who knows what that we don't know of.
And many other universes which are constructed within completely different vibrations of dimension.
Mm.
Which means that there are countless billions and trillions of other realities and other universes. So this doesn't make you insignificant. What it means is that when you bring access to your own pure spirit, you are indeed in connectivity with the ultra-universe or ultraverse.
And the options, obviously, then are self-explanatory. Yes.
Because then it means that there is nothing to withhold you.
And also that means that really the Earth's physical Earth is like a grain of sand in comparison to that.
Yes, of course.
Okay. The thing I worry about with all of this is that, for the planet, really, if people think that the Earth is so imperative in the evolvement and the ascensionism of us as
yes.
human beings and
yes.
spirit beings, then that worries me that people don't take it on board 100% that the planet actually might not be here.
Yes, I understand
that. Do you know what I mean?
I understand that, my dear friend. And part of the necessity of having an Earth physical journey is to understand through rationale what physical life endures and how spirit may make that manifestation a more beautifying experience. The problem that we see at this present time is that human beings are bogged down in dogma and situations of unreality, created purely for the ethic of power. This means to say that as you all, each and every one of you, strive for the power to become supreme over someone else, that means that you are actually electing to keep with the same energy. It means that you haven't yet accepted the fact that you are beautiful or that you are absolutely pure. And what you are simply doing is displaying discouraging signs of very annoying degrees of creating negative energy because, like a spoiled child, you do not want to play. you do not want to react in a responsible and cohesive manner. Instead, what you are doing is creating deeper paths of negativity by saying, I have to become ascended, therefore I have to come back thousands and thousands of times in order to do that.
Or I'll get it right next time.
Or
it's
I'll
not
just
good
get
enough.
It right next time.
Absolutely
yes.
Not good enough.
I become lazy.
And also that the planet needs us to do something now.
In 17 years, you won't have a planet.
Well, not as we know it.
No, indeed not. Mm. In 17 years will come the tipping point, which means that everything else that you do beyond that, you will have to do twice as much just to remain still.
Mm.
Think about that. That means to say that in 17 years' time, if you have not actually controlled your carbon output and in fact reversed it, simply what will happen is that in 18 years' time, that's 1 year on from then, you will have to do twice as much that year as you would have had to have done 4 years or 5 years previously. That means it is exponential. In order for you to reverse the acidity of the actual oceans of your planet, you will need to work at it from now until the end of this century, without stopping, without pausing for breath, in order for it to become pure again.
And that's the other thing, you know. If these are ascended beings who are guiding everybody and helping them, they're not going to be telling them how to find a parking space or whatever.
No,
they're
indeed
going
not.
To be helping them to save the planet and
the
things
planet
like that.
Is all there is.
It's everything, really, isn't
if
it?
If you do not have that, there is nowhere for spirit to come and have a human existence. Yes, there are other possible or potential planets for there to be a human experience.
A human one or a physical one?
Well, a physical human one, if the genetics become the same, to enable that. But the chance of that happening is one in a trillion trillion.
Mm. But there are physical places to have a physical existence,
yes.
But not in a similar human form, if that is what you wanted.
That is true.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, we can carry on talking about that, but I'm going to move on to this next question.
Yes, please,
moment.
Let us do that.
Okay, this is the... carrying on about the Ascended Masters, if you've just tuned in, I am going through descriptions of things that I have found out and that people have written about them. Okay, they come from every era, culture, and religion, and they are united in what is called the Great White Brotherhood. The term white has nothing to do with race, but instead refers to the tremendous white light surrounding their forms. Your comments, please.
I understand, dear friend, some people have even cited that various Roman emperors are from this judiciary, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
They, maybe even such as Nero or whomsoever, who have put to death many thousands of people during their physical life. How is it that such beings are able to ascend or become so enlightened? How is it that priests or priestesses of many cultures are able to do so when in actual fact within the Mayan civilization and others they actually sacrifice children as a part of their culture? When we look at the aspirations of other history civilizations, obviously you are going to look toward those of great spiritual value. The spirit of Red Fox, for example, Red Crow, the spirit of many other beings who were of similar ilk, Black Elk, for example. I can think of hundreds, if not thousands, of beings who have been spiritual icons of your conscious physical journey. So does that mean to say that after they had their physical life, that they had to come back again and become a woodsman or some sort of urchin, or perhaps they were a child in Africa who died after 3 days of living, or perhaps they were some other journey of pious content, like perhaps they in turn became a priestess or some other such journey. These kinds of conditions only continue to ensure the merry-go-round of pointless physical human civilization and thoughtless understanding about the possibilities of the transference of what was history into continued history. Is it ever going to be that any history is actually going to be taken any notice of by further or future generations? Does it mean to say you have to have an ascended master from the supposed white brotherhood in order to bring it about? These are just mere collections of further assimilations to try to combat those of other self-proclaimed religious understandings. In exactly the same way that you will find the exact same journeys within the Quran, within the Bible, within other descriptive books of spiritual journey, you will find exact same replicas, one on another on another. In exactly the same way that there were within the priests and priestesses of ancient Britain and other kinds of sacred journey and realization. You will find many people perhaps gathering for the Galactic Federation, as though they are perhaps witnessing something of a duality of purpose, maybe even to do with the vast resources of beings, so say, far brighter and far more ennobled than your good selves. So does this mean to say that you have to look up to all of these beings, or that you have to ask their permission to do this or that? No. In fact, many a being in the spirit world, once having had their physical journey, some of them, their planets have become deceased, purely because of their greed, purely perhaps because of their, so say, ascensionism, which then left them without a planet because they didn't take care of it. It's simple. Instead of looking to the records of reclusive situations of energies which are supposed to be so far superior and then try to emulate that, why not do something which is actually physical and that requires greater motivation? That means become a champion of your planet. Save it before it is decimated before you. Before you allow through your laziness not to actually stop the activities of others. How else are you going to survive? What good is the Galactic Federation or the beings in white, or angels for that matter, if your planet is going to be no longer serviceable, livable upon? Are you saying that all these beings of light are going to come and save you at the last possible moment? Perhaps even the return of Jesus or Allah?
Okay, can I? Well, we've only got minutes to that. Okay. So basically people may be wondering about, well, if they haven't got ascended masters, as you say, with them, working with them.
Who are they?
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm. This is a matter of development. This is a matter of not just channeling energies because you have been told that that's all right to do.
Mm.
But in fact, taking more greater responsibility for yourself, your pathway, and your activities. So that what you really need to do is to understand the developmental processes take perhaps a very long time. Yes, I understand. Some people develop very quickly and are able to do just that. I take nothing away from them. However, the actual inconstant situation of what you are creating and concerning yourself with is that you need to have evidence. Evidence, purity. And that needs to be something which is created not just in your physical life once, but actually perpetually.
Mm.
That doesn't mean to say that you are like some mouse constantly looking for proof. It means that perhaps you are a person who is deeply sick and troubled by your life and yet have this great spiritual ease with which you associate yourself very well. Use that spiritual ease in order to promote your positivity, to promote your wellness, and ask of them to make you well.
Okay, so yeah, and basically, you know, we're not saying, you're not saying that people aren't working with the shall we say, the bright lights of the spirit world, the you know, the of the higher vibration, but it's our interpretation many times that it's an ascended being, because basically
that's what you wanted.
That's
to be.
What. Well, yes, that's what it sounds feels like. Sounds like that's our interpretation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they all will then end up simply sounding the same,
but
purely and simply because they're actually copies of one another.
Yes. Yeah, same thing. Yeah, okay. But, you know, it doesn't mean to say that it's all bad. It's just
no,
that usually,
doesn't.
You know, a pure being, ascended being, actually, there's not any such thing as you're saying there isn't such a thing as an ascended being, as in our term of it, of what
that
we've been
true.
Describing.
That is right.
But it doesn't mean to say that it can't be all very good information.
My dear friends, all you need to do is look at your own pure spirit and see the light that comes from there, which will blind you, which will leave you speechless and beyond love.
And as bright as anything you've ever seen. Okay, thank you, Gregory. You must fly with
love and light.
Okay.
Blessings.
Thank you. Oh, well, we hope you've enjoyed the show. Just like to mention our website again. That's www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us. Thank you for joining us on Spirit's Work. My name is Sylvie Avery, and until next time, be peaceful, be positive, and focused on your goal, knowing that you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye!